Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Tom Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. Teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago, and is teaching me and all of everybody listening how the Supreme Court works, in fact, here in the 21st century. We turn to a 6-3 Supreme Court approved a white-dominated congressional district enacted by South Carolina's Republican-controlled legislature, overruling a lower court that found the map divided Charleston County into different districts in order to, quote, reduce black voters' political power. The court, as I understand, Richard, has decided, no, it wasn't on the basis of race. It was on the basis of partisanship. And that's acceptable? Is that how it works these days?
Unfortunately, yes. The decision goes back to a problem that existed for a very long time. And so this sort of the one man, one vote type of rule from Baker v. Carr left the question as to how it is that you devise districts. And what they did at that particular time is they had two constraints. One of the constraints was the population, and the Supreme Court tends to insist on virtual mathematical identity so that each district has the same population. But then there's a huge degree of freedom about how these districts are to be shaped. And it turns out there's always partisan politics, which will shape them in utterly grotesque fashion. And what the Supreme Court has done essentially is to say, we keep you very tough to the line on numbers, but we do whatever you want with respect to shape for partisan reason. And so this was challenged in a case called Rusho. And it was, I thought, a very bad situation where the Supreme Court said, hey, this is just fine. And if you basically want to create a political situation in which your opponents have huge control of one or another district, and you get to win all the close districts, that's just fine. And that's exactly what happened in this case, is the Republicans said, well, we can put all of these black voters in Charleston into Mr. Clymer's district. And what we could also do is now create another safe Republican district by doing all this stuff. And Justice Alito said, hey, this is just partisan politics. And we've said just partisan politics is right. Rusho was crazy. What the Supreme Court had to do, which would have ended this lawsuit and anything else, is to say, given the abuse of these various political bodies, what we're going to do is to tell them that when it comes to redistricting, and I think you could do this legally, another discussion, what you're going to have to do is you're going to essentially have to meet a compactness requirement. And a compactness requirement means that if you've got a boundary line around the perimeter of a district, you want to make sure the area within that district is as large as consistently possible. So you can't have a district that runs 42 miles down an interstate highway where nobody lives to link together two black groups, which is one of the things that has happened. And if they had done that, my guess is the Republicans could not have gotten away with this, and I don't think they should have. But on the other hand, the Democrats won't get away with doing the same thing on the opposite side, making these districts racially conscious so that they're every bit as grotesque, only favoring them rather than somebody else. So unless you decide that the Supreme Court can put some control on shape as well as on size, you're going to always find cases which are dual motives. Of course they're doing it to increase the Republican vote. Of course they know that they're going to prejudice black voters. Which do you look at? And if you're the six-member liberal majority, you look at the effect on race. If you're the three-member minority, if you're the six-member majority, what you do is you look on the political gains that you hope to get. And so you just have to look at this now. In states where the Democrats control, New York, California, Illinois, and so forth, maybe Wisconsin, they're always going to push in that direction. Cases where the Republicans control, you know, situations like the one that you have in Texas, for example, it's going to go exactly, and Florida, it's going to go exactly in the opposite direction.
Richard, is it significant that Elena Kagan is getting a stronger and stronger voice in contesting with the six-majority? She does.
Well, she's the intellectual leader of that group. She's the most sophisticated person in terms of knowing this stuff. You know, she was a solicitor general. She was a Harvard dean and so forth. She's a pretty powerful figure. She's a very good writer.
She pushed back very hard against Alito.
She always is going to do that. And this is basically a permanent feature.
30 seconds, Richard. Are we seeing Kagan as emerge as a leader of a future court? 30 seconds.
The answer is absolutely. If it turns out the Democrats win again and it turns out there'll be a majority on the other side, she will be at this point the dominant voice of the three of them. She's much stronger and much more experienced than either Sotomayor or Jackson. So she will take the voice on all the hard cases.
Professor Richard Epstein commenting on a 6-3 decision about South Carolina and the future with Elena Kagan of the Supreme Court. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.